Talk Shoes. Recorded live.
Hi, my name is Brenda Lanoff, and I'm the creator of the Brenda's Mindful Healing Show. And Whispering Energetic Healing is my company. I'm an intuitive counselor and energy healer, speaker, and presenter. I work with many individuals with challenging health issues around the world on Skype and phone. So anyone who has access to a computer really has access to healing these days. And further information as to the type of healing work and how you can receive a complimentary energy scan, you can go to www.whisperingenergetic.ca. So the reason that I do this show is really to explore options and to provide options for the audience as to their self-healing or self-empowerment and self-empowerment. And tonight we're going to be interviewing Barry Lanoff, and I have the pleasure of introducing him as firstly my husband and as a seminar facilitator, a blogger, screenwriter, and consultant. So welcome, Barry.
Hey, Brenda. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yes, I've been wanting to do this for some time, and just today seems to be the right time. So I would really like to get into your work as a seminar facilitator, and if you could explain to the people who are listening now on a later date, what are these seminars and how do they relate to, you know, empowerment as okay. an example?
Okay, well, first, so that everybody knows that we really are married, why don't you talk to me the same way you always talk to me, okay? Like, we'll have a conversation.
Okay.
Okay. Because then I'll feel, like, more comfortable.
All right. So, Barry. Okay. Let's just do it this way. So, Barry, will you tell the audience about your seminars?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. So, here's the deal. There are lots of young men out there that are having issues trying to figure out their path in life. So I look at that and I see that a lot of those kids don't have fathers around. Some of those kids have fathers around and their fathers don't even know which direction they're going. So I thought there was not a gap, but some value that I could provide by putting on some of these seminars. And the seminars are basically on four topics. One is responsibility. The next would be respect. The third is resilience. And the fourth is commitment. And the seminar is broken down very similar to the TED concept, where most people, they're going to have problems sitting for more than 15, 20 minutes to listen on one topic. So there's a talk of 15, 20 minutes, let's say, on responsibility. Then there's a question and answer period, and that goes for another 15 minutes. And then there's a workshop on responsibility where people work with people that are sitting next to them, and they go into responsibility. And responsibility would be responsibility to themselves, to their families, and to their communities. And then when it comes to respect starts going in the same fashion. It's a personal responsibility to yourself to respect yourself, to respect your family, and also to respect your community. And it's really based on the golden rule, and that is treat others as you wish to be treated. When it comes to resiliency, a lot of young people, a lot of older people, haven't had to deal with conflict, haven't had to deal with loss. And as you know, and as I know, and as we've gone through together, People are always dealing with loss. And how are you resilient? How do you come back from that loss, whether it's a personal loss, whether it's a financial loss? And that's where your resiliency comes in. That's how you get through some of the worst possible times, and that's where some of the greatest growth that people have comes from, those challenges. And then when it comes to commitment, it's just recognizing what you've decided to do with your life and committing to it. And those are the four things that I'm going to focus on my seminars that are coming up this year.
Can I ask you about when you say commitment, what if there's the one partner that is very committed to a certain outcome, living, you know, his passion, but the other partner isn't?
Well, that's a difficult one, and you know, you and I both go through it, where we're both committed to the things that we do, and it's not always easy. I mean, we have some serious conversations, but to be honest, I don't think a man or a woman, where they're not both committed to a similar outlook, are going to stay together. I think, you know, that's the reality.
And the reality, too, is that, you know, you grow. I mean, what have we been together? How many years?
I'd have to look at my watch.
Was it 30, about 30? Yeah, I mean, look at the changes. I mean, it's amazing. And you can't help but change somewhat.
Yeah. And you got to let the other person change.
And that is so key.
And it's not easy.
No.
Because sometimes those 30 years seem like it's been forever.
Yeah.
And sometimes it seems like it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's never easy.
No. Absolutely. Can you tell me some more about the seminars and how did you, why has this become a passion for you, I guess is my question. Like, how did this all begin, where you felt like this is something that you felt driven to do?
Well, as you know, our kids are always asking us questions, and they don't always listen to what we have to say, but, I shouldn't say that. They listen to what we have to say, but they don't always do what we suggest they do, which is why we raised independent kids. But I think we have taught them responsibility, respect, resilience, and commitment, because they're all doing, you know, good in their own fashion. So I see a lot of other kids, their friends. I see a lot of adults out there that are kind of floundering, because in some way they've kind of lost their way. And I've lost my way at different times, and so as you have, as we have as a couple. So I guess where I'm at is, I think this is something that I would like to do and give back, and I'd like to be able to travel, and I'd like to be able to do this myself and with you and with other people throughout North America.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I decided to put together this course. I've taught other courses in the past for the oil and gas industry, but never on a personal level for personal growth. And I've just this last 2 years felt compelled to start expanding what I talk about.
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, you have literally jumped, and maybe it hasn't been a big jump, but that background of oil and gas to these type of seminars. But as I say that, I'm just thinking about it, and, you know, this all falls within the industry, no matter what type of an industry or work that you're in, is that we need the three R's and commitment. But not always is it displayed, or is there leadership in those areas?
Oh, there's definitely not always leadership.
Yeah.
And so the responsibility to yourself, the respect to yourself, the resilience, dealing with other people, that's always difficult to push forward with.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's value in what I have to say. I think there's some ideas that I'm sharing that, you know, like just because I say it's something doesn't mean it's so. So when I give my viewpoints, I'm saying, look, you know, this is what I've read. This is what I've experienced. This is what I suggest. Blend this with how you live your life and what you want to live your life like, and with the values you have, and take it a step further. Learn more. So many people, you know, they're looking for somebody to say, okay, well, you do this and you do this and you do this and your whole life will be better. And I'm saying, you know, life isn't like that. Life is learning all along, growing all along, getting ideas from other people, and then blending those with other ideas and other books that you read and other courses that you take, and you become the human being that you want to become.
Mm-hmm. How I know that you're a blogger. You know, you've been blogging now for some time. And I have a sense that with blogging, like for any of this, it's just it's self-expression. So what was the beginning of your blogging?
I was treated really poorly at work, and as you know, and I was furious, and I needed to be able to express myself. But every time I expressed myself to people that I knew, I got tired of the story. So I can imagine they got tired of hearing about it. Mm-hmm. So I just got to the point where it was easier just writing my thoughts and feelings down. And that's how I started. And it's just a cheap blog off of blogger.com. You do that through Google. And and I had a blast doing it.
But doesn't it feel good just to get that out?
Yeah, sometimes. Like, and sometimes when I'm trying to get a point across, Brenda, and people don't get it, I get really frustrated. I mean, you've seen it. You know, like when I'm trying to make a point that I think is important for people to ponder, and they don't, I can't help but one, take it a bit personally, because, you know, I think things through, and in this case, maybe somebody isn't willing to open up their mind to another thought process. And so I get frustrated. But so it isn't always the way to get my thoughts across, but it was a way for me to express myself. Mm-hmm. Like you're right on that. I had to express myself, mm-hmm. But I didn't always get the response I was expecting.
Yeah. And it just seems to me that the blogging really initiated all these other ideas, like it was a way of getting your thoughts out. And then when you're able to express that.
Yeah, it just forces you to keep writing and exploring different ideas that you have. I mean, like that screenplay I put together, I've had lots of negative responses back on it. But the experience of putting it together and going through that format made me a better person, and it made me a better writer.
And I do want to ask you about this and tell people about the screenplay that you put together, which I'm very excited about.
Well, it's based on a blog that I put together, and it's called Hitler's Speechwriter. And although it's kind of a unique title and maybe draws people in a different direction than what I intended. It's about people that do things for money. And in this case, it was Hitler's speechwriter, but it could be people working in an office. It could be people working in politics. People who do things for money, power, advancement,
ego that are
against their values, but they do it anyhow. That's what this story is about. And like I said, you know, as you know, I put it out to a lot of people in a lot of ways, and bottom line is, I think I'm going to be putting it together in a different fashion. I'm going to produce it myself, and hopefully I'll have it out this year.
Well, it was so much fun when we got tickets to actually go to Beverly Hills for the screenwriters. That was fun. It was a very spontaneous drive all the way from, you know, British Columbia down to Beverly Hills and just on sort of the spur of the moment.
But great road trip.
What a blast that was. And to be in that energy of all these talented, worldly screenwriters was amazing. I felt like I was at the Academy Awards. That was so cool.
Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah.
That was good. And it was a good trip for us.
Yeah.
Highly recommended. You were talking about commitment and people not going down the same path and not having the same goals. That was one of the great things about that trip was that we had to sit and talk with each other about what we wanted to do with our lives. And it was great.
Well, it's so good to get out of your environment, too, and to see different country. And, you know, we did see lots of different country. And I think we were just really guided on that trip because we had great weather. It was in November, wasn't it? We were driving all the way down, and we hit some storms or missed some storms and some bad weather. And we just came back in one piece. It was like, oh, thank you, God.
It was perfect.
Yeah, it was a great trip and thousands of miles. I didn't want to think how much I sat in that car, but it was so worth it. It really was. That was just so cool.
Yeah, it was.
And now on to the consulting work. I know you've done consulting previously.
Most of my consulting has been both domestic and international oil and gas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've worked for CETA. I've worked for small companies. I've consulted to government. But the real journey on that was the experience of living in another country.
Yeah.
And you know, you had two countries that you had an experience in. The kids had one country that they had to, you know, learn how to adapt to another culture, and that was good. That was one thing I always wanted to do as a family, and we, you know, for the most part, we did it as a family. Unfortunately, Jason didn't make it down there. He was going to school and working, but as a family, we spent some time. It was a good experience.
Well, I was working full time for Shell Canada in Calgary, Alberta. And I took a leave of absence, and we left a brand new home. We'd only been in it for 1 year. When I told people I was moving to La Paz, Bolivia, I think they thought I had two heads, but I was so excited just for the adventure. And I think adventure is just key for all of this. You have to have a degree of adventure to step out of your comfort zone. And not be so scared to stay within the box, but to step outside of the box. And that does take a certain amount of adventure and courage.
Oh, that definitely.
Yeah.
Well, us coming out to the Okanagan took courage.
Yeah, so, it did.
And it's been good for you. I mean, it's just doing different things, experiencing different things. This is what our life has been.
Exactly.
Well, we're probably boring everybody else. So ask me other questions.
So tell me about, is there more to say about being a personal life coach? Like, I know you're quite excited about that. Can, you know, how would this work for the average person who is looking for a life coach?
Well, you know what? There's so many people out there coaching, but there's not a lot of people out there coaching that have gone through the corporate ladder, so to speak, haven't worked overseas, haven't raised kids. You know, they're just coaching based on theory. I think I have experience. And then the other aspect of being a personal coach is, you know, my personality isn't for everybody. And your personality isn't for everybody. And you know, there's people out there that are looking for mentors and looking for help, and they're searching for that right person to be able to connect with. And I'm hoping that I'm able to connect with some people out there that that need some assistance on moving forward in their lives. And
yeah,
that's what I'm offering.
And I certainly like to see it starting within the, junior high, high school. Like, so many kids need direction right now. And maybe it's always been that way, but I just think with just generally children are more aware of what's happening within the world, and it has to be disturbing. And there's just more stress in general amongst the average person than, well, I don't know if that's right to compare back 30 or 40 years ago, but it feels like there is. We're certainly more aware of what's happening within the world than what we were 30 or 40 years ago with the communication and internet.
Well,
and
definitely communication and internet. When you take a look at when we were kids, it was a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the 6 o'clock news, or 10 o'clock news, or whatever it might be.
Yeah,
and that was about it.
That was it. So we were quite insulated.
Yeah.
And now it's
nonstop information. It's trying to filter what information is valid and which isn't.
Yeah.
Which is another challenge.
Well, and then with a lot of kids having access to the computer, 24/7 and Twitter and the information they're receiving, and it's concerning, and we are and lacking leadership. I mean, right at the government level down, and people are aware and they're awake.
People are aware and awake, but it seems like the people that are in leadership positions are not taking responsibility for their actions in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
And when other people see that, when seniors see that, when kids see that, people get frustrated, and they don't know what's the truth and what isn't. Which direction are we going? Which direction are we not going? It's a confusing world out there right now.
And I think more and more people are taking charge. They're taking the initiative. And so it's this type of thing, where you're getting out there and you're offering to help. You're providing some just basic good information just to inspire and give hope to a lot of kids and adults that we need. I mean, we need lots of this. And yes, everybody's attracted to somebody who has different energies, and we know that. But whatever, if you can touch 100, 200, 1,000, 2,000 and on, I mean, how exciting is that? And how empowering is that?
Yeah, empowering all the way around.
Yeah.
As long as people realize that, okay, you're not a guru, you're not this figure that they need to, defer to, that it's just another idea, and for them to share their ideas and to become part of a community that goes down a road that people are happy about going down instead of feeling isolated.
Yeah, and more people are feeling isolated because they do not get out into the community. You go to school, come home, or work and come home.
Or they communicate by Facebook, or they communicate but they don't see each other.
No.
And so it's real easy to have this facade on the internet and not, and then once you're in person, that facade may not match what that person is actually like, and that's what I find with some of these people that are out there as life coaches. I see their websites, I see the things that they have in there as the information that they're passing, which is usually passed from some other person, that's passed from some other person that goes back to Gandhi or Martin Luther King, who goes back to Buddha and Jesus Christ and Moses, and goes back even further. A lot of these things are not new that people talk about, but if they're presented in a different way, then it sometimes catches somebody else's eye.
And that's great.
Yeah, and that's all I'm saying is. There's a lot of life coaches out there. There's some that have theoretical experience and some have actual experience.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm one of those people that has experienced life, so I put myself in that experienced group. But I may not be the right person for each and every person that's out there. And that's the beauty of the internet, is that people can take a look and see, and they either say, yes, this is for me, or they say, no, this isn't for me.
I think when you get to this time, you know, this age that we're at, and we're close in age, is that you've experienced the death of a parent. You may have been fired or hired, fired. I mean, there's just so many life things that you've gone through, divorced. You know, you're going to live it by the time you get to this age. So, of course, there's going to be experience there, and there's value there about passing on information. I think when you get to this age, too, you just, you know, you just want some more peace, more calmness, and just serenity. You know, everybody needs that sense of just more being at peace with themselves. And that's where the empowerment comes in.
Yeah.
So, Barry, how would somebody get in touch with you if they have any questions as to the different services that you
Well, right now, mm-hmm. I don't have a website that is valid for people to go to get connected with me. I've recently gotten to the point where I've shut down my not-for-profit. The not-for-profit was Philosopher's Stone Oil and Gas Foundation, and the point of that corporation was to take money from the oil and gas industry and put it into charities. Unfortunately, I wasn't the right person to make that happen, and we're shutting it down. And
yeah,
but I still have the right the same email address. So the email address is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, dot, Lainoff, L-A-I-N-O-F, 1-F, at psogf.org,
okay.
Peter, Sam, Oscar, Gordon, Frank, .org, O-R-G, and that's how they can get a hold of me.
Excellent.
So that's been about a half hour.
Yeah.
Brenda, I mean, I've probably bored I probably bored many of your listeners, and sorry I almost slipped with a unfortunate use of language that I'm apt to do.
Well, you know, one thing I just didn't get to, and I would just like to very quickly, can you talk about, before we go, about the production of storyboard film?
Okay, well, you know, it's an idea I have based on the way that films are produced. And most films initially are produced by a storyboard. They have every one of the scenes, every one of the camera shots put in writing, almost like a comic book. And that movie is film based on the storyboard. So the storyboard productions that I'm talking about doing are only going to the point of being the storyboard and not the full film. But there's, instead of it being artist renderings of people, it's going to be actual photographs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and there's going to be actual music from local people. And what I'm hoping to be able to do is convince other screenwriters who are unable to get their movies made by a shrinking industry, is to set up some of their, some more of these storyboard films, and have it so that people vote to see whether, you know, this one's good or this one's not good in different genres. and to be able to crowdfund them to see whether we can get some of these movies made just based on the storyboards. So taking it one step further between a screenplay and an actual movie, which is very expensive. Even if you do it with an iPhone to edit, it's expensive unless you know what you're doing with the editing. So it's taking it from one step to another without spending a lot of money and putting it on a website that allows people to go there and see whether they find a story that catches their attention and catches their heart, and maybe they'll crowdfund to get some professionals to make a movie.
Yeah, you sure have to be creative with the ways that you bring out your inspiration, show your inspiration to others, and so it does create creativity.
Yeah, there's a guy named Seth Godin, a real interesting guy, and he's wrote many books and he's a public speaker and somebody that I read his blog daily. And his comment about the world today is you have to pick yourself. And the only way you're going to have confidence to pick yourself is to have respect for yourself and to take responsibility for getting your ideas out there and committing to it and having the resilience when people say no to keep going forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, on that note, thank you, Barry. That's very reflective. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Let's just give your one
I
more
time. I
might
even talk to you later on tonight.
Ah, maybe we'll see you later. Hey, let's just give out your email address one more time.
Okay, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y dot Lainoff, L-A-I-N-O-F at psogf.org. Peter, Sam, Oscar, Gordon, Frank, .org. So Barry Lainoff at psogf.org.
Great. So thank you, Barry. And I would like just to mention to anyone who's listening, I'm offering this energy scan, which is pretty cool scan. And all you need to do is go to my website and sign up for the newsletter at www.whisperingenergetic.ca. So we'll be talking later, Barry. Thank you, and bye for now, everyone.
Love you, Brenda. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.